Hello?
Hello, this is Alan. I'm with Opinion Research. We're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
That's too broad a question. That is a poor question.
But if you have to decide, which one will you select, right or wrong track?
I think it's been on the right track.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the most important issue? Thank you. And what is the most important issue facing Ector County?
Water.
Thank you so much. Anything else?
No, that's the big thing.
Okay, thank you. How would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
They're good.
Thank you. Now, 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
About the same.
Thank you so much. And how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Thank you.
It's a pretty stable place, actually.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how will you rate each in Ector County, excellent, good, fair, or poor? First one says, welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture. Would that be excellent, good, fair,
good.
Poor? Thank you.
It's good.
How about next one? The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
It's good. Yeah.
Thank you. Next one, the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
It's good. Definitely good.
Thank you so much. Now, next one says, ability of affordable housing.
Fair.
Thank you. Next one, offering job opportunities in your field.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you. Next one, being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
Poor.
Thank you. Next one, quality of the public schools.
Fair.
Thank you. Next one, public transportation.
Fair.
Thank you. Next one, effective leadership from elected officials.
Fair.
Thank you. We're almost done. Thank you so much for your time, for your patience here. Next one, natural beauty in physical setting.
Fair.
Thank you. Next one, a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Next one, public safety and low crime.
That's good.
Thank you. Next one, availability of quality health care.
Fair.
And last one, having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
I guess it.
Thank you. Now, please read.
I don't go out much at night.
Thank you. Now, please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following type of people. First one, immigrants from other countries. Excellent, good, fair. Thank you. Next one, people living below the poverty line.
Fair.
Thank you. Next one, retirees.
Good.
Thank you. Next one, families with children.
It's good.
Thank you. Next one, recent college graduates looking to enter the job market.
Good.
Thank you. Next one, entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you. Next one, people like you.
That's good.
Next one, racial and ethnic minorities.
Yeah, that's good.
And last one, young single people.
It's good. Yeah.
Thank you very much. And we're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much again for your time, for your patience. How will you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
About the same.
Thank you. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
I don't know, because I don't know all the plans.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Very familiar?
Not familiar.
Somewhat familiar?
No.
Not too familiar or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Thank you so much. Now, how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
In 5 years, not too likely.
Thank you. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household, and we're over. Now, first one, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
Associate's degree.
Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat or Republican or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
68.
Thank you. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? white Anglo, black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
Other.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry? No. Thank you.
No.
Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $40,000, $40,000 to $75,000, or $75,000 or more?
25 to 40.
Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student,
retired.
Or... Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
I'm male.
Thank you. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today.
Well, thank you. I hope you have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you for your time.